On Saturday afternoon, local choreographer Larissa Syverson herded her students onto the beach at Humpy Cove on Onalaska Island. As salmon jumped in the bay behind them, the kids performed a dance that Syverson wrote about the mischievous ravens that are a fixture of life in Onalaska. The performance was the culmination of Camp Kangayu, one of the biggest annual events in Onalaska. Although the piece itself is new, Syverson says it draws on the traditional dance vocabulary she learned from a dancer from Atka Island.
The women, of course, are going to be very fluid with their dancing. A lot of our movements have a lot to do with the water, so, you know, the waves and the grass and the wind moving the grass. So it's very fluid, and of course it tells a story. Depending on the story, the movements change a lot. The men's dancing, we really haven't had too much of it because there's no male figure here to be teaching it. But that dancing for the men is more strong, abrupt movements.
Camp Kangayu first came into being in 1998 with funding from the Alaska Rural Systemic Initiative. But as organizer and tribal administrator Sharon Svarney Livingston explains, the camp has grown and moved beyond its initial mission.
The focus of that was actually to document traditional knowledge and to create curriculum that could be used in schools. And the tribe, in a partnership with Fish and Game and the City of Onalaska, the Onalaska School District, and the Unalash Corporation, kind of took it at a step or two further to try to really maintain that focus, but also to bridge the gap between Western science and traditional knowledge, because it's really important to be able to match those two up.
Moses Dirks, a native of Atka who now lives in Onalaska, teaches the Unangan language at Camp Kangayu. He says the camp's curriculum tries to impart to students the traditional values of Unangan culture.
It's just the simple rules of just everyday life concerning with the respect for animals and respect for the environment. And those are the things that we tried to instill in the students while they were here at the camp.
On Friday, Dirks also taught students how to skin a seal and prepare its hide for tanning. Bracing the skin against a wooden beam, he showed students how to scrape it clean of blubber with a knife.
The important stuff here. From the top. Let me see
here. So what you do is when you start off, you have to sort of cut into it like this. See?
Davis Sheffield of Onalaska was one of the students who tried his hand at scraping blubber. He described the experience in one word.
Gooey. It was on a pole and it looks like you had to scrape it, but you had to kind of cut it off, and you didn't want to tear the skin. And I learned that the uses for every part of the seal, because the skin is waterproof and we can use it for like blankets and stuff.
Sheffield's curiosity didn't extend to tasting the meat of the seal, which was served on Saturday at the potluck finale of Camp Kangayu. In Onalaska, I'm Charles Homans.